Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Download the podcast. Say play ESPN on your smart speakers. We pop up. Jay, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, as you know. Is LeBron James still in the conversation for the best player in basketball?
Damn right.
I think, yeah.
Damn right. In the conversation, 1,000%.
You know what the difference is now?
What?
There is now a conversation. For about 10 years, there was no conversation to be had. LeBron was clearly better than everyone. And now there is a conversation, but he is still in it. He went from undisputed champ to he got one of the belts, and they're like three or four belts, right? So this brings us to Jay's round ball rankings. Jay, who are the top five players in the NBA right now?
All right, let's do it.
He might be the most skilled big with that size that the game has ever seen. You add his play with this team, it's over.
Jay's round ball rankings.
The game is over.
A lot of incredible players to choose from here, but this is my list, so come at me. Shoot us a note on Twitter. Max is digging in his teeth right now with a piece of paper. That's awkward.
Sometimes if I get you something caught in my teeth, I will take a piece of paper and get it out.
You piece of paper.
Yeah, if I'm at work and I have something in my teeth, I'm on the air, yes.
What if you get a paper cut in your gum?
That's never happened.
Interesting. All right, here we go.
Number five.
I'm going to go with Joel Embiid. Now, look, I don't have Jokic in my top five players in the league. I know I've been the biggest advocator for Jokic on this entire show.
Also known as an advocate. Go ahead.
Advocate. Yeah. Say advocator. I make up words because I choose to. I'm not the smartest man in the room like Max Kellerman is all the time. I need to tell you how smart he is all the time. It's my list. Can I talk?
That's education right there.
He's number five on my list. Joel Embiid. The numbers speak for themselves. Plus, it looks right. I feel it. Jokic could be on my list next year. But we'll see. I need to see more in the playoffs. I need to see more in the playoffs from Joel, but also the fractured orbital bone. I get all that. Joel Embiid, number five. Number four. I got LeBron James. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that he missed games this year due to injury, I do believe that he would have been more firmly cemented in the MVP conversation.
Wait, did you say number four LeBron James?
Number four LeBron James.
That's not what it was earlier in the day.
It's changed. That was hour one. This is hour four.
Oh, someone got a text. Go ahead.
Number three, Kevin Durant.
Someone got a text from who?
No, I didn't get a text from
Kevin Durant. Okay.
Stop trying to tell people what they think is the truth. It's not the truth. This is my truth.
Sorry, Kevin.
Number three, number four, toss them up. I kind of interchange these two. I still think
right when I said about the Jay's Ramball rankings, Jay gets a text from KD, better be in the top three.
Sorry, Kevin.
This is the only guy I know that talks during my damn rankings. It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Max.
I'm very engaged in the system.
That's number three. Number two.
Number two.
Stephen Curry. I mean, look, the numbers speak for themselves. What this man has been able to do, you win Western MVP, Western Conference MVP. You win Western Finals MVP. You win NBA Finals MVP. I mean, it just speaks for itself. He has, what'd you say, Yates?
All-Star Game MVP.
I mean, how many MVPs does this guy need to do
right now? He got the most important one this year.
Yes. to you, Max, the most important one. More importantly, they won another championship, regardless of whether he got Finals MVP or not. They won another chip.
The best player in the finals. Good for him.
It's not your list. It's mine.
Go ahead.
Number one.
We got Giannis.
Michael Jordan. Oh, no.
Giannis is the most dominant player in the game of basketball. Now, you can say you like things that LeBron or KD, they do better or Steph does better. But the way he impacts the game on the offensive side of the ball, the way he impacts the game on the defensive side of the ball, he is just a one-man wrecking crew. Are there aspects of his game that could be more refined? Yeah, sure. There are for a lot of people. But the way he is so dominant in the game, he is a skinny version of Shaquille O'Neal, and he's the most dominant player in the game, and that gets rewarded to being the best player in basketball right now.
Can I say something else about Giannis? This is also a dude who's the easiest dude in the world to root for, who, when he was a rookie, a fan is driving by in her little car. She's a professor at one of the schools out there, and she sees, but she's a Bucks fan, and she's in one of these little compact cars, and she sees Giannis in the dead of winter, freezing temperatures, in nothing but like a windbreaker. So like completely underdressed outside of like a bank.
She gives him
like
a
that.
Ride.
She gives him a lift. He can barely fit in the car to the arena. Why didn't he have his own car or his own lift to the arena? Because he had just sent his entire check back home to Greece for his family, right? So, and left himself with nothing. He said, okay, my family needs it. Here it all is. Like, this dude is, and you know, living in a little apartment when he first gets to Milwaukee as their high draft pick. And he had a lot of upside, but maybe he wasn't ready to play type guy. And here he is, fast forward a bunch of years, number one on Jay's list in the NBA.
I'm just saying, I mean, how physically imposing he is and the kind of gravity that attracts around him when he has the ball and making the right plays, but also the dominance on the defensive side as well. Like, look, he impacts the game in such a variety of ways, and all these guys do. Back to your point, though, Max, I do want to say, like, I do wonder that if LeBron James didn't miss games this year, or if they didn't miss the playoffs like the last 2 years, or make the playoffs losing the first round of Phoenix 2 years ago, then miss the playoffs this year. Like, he may be number one.
That's what I'm saying.
He may be number one.
I think the first four guys have really good arguments to be number one.
Agreed.
I'm not going to argue too strenuously against any one of those picks. When you say, Max, in the GOAT conversation, there's no clear-cut number one, and I know what you mean. Of course, they're all about as good as each other. I mean, I shouldn't say clear-cut. I should not like it's by far. I should say it's definitive. If you zoom in close, you can see the closer I zoom into this conversation, I do not see a definitive number one best player. I think you could probably make the best argument for Giannis right now, and he is number one on your list. If I have starting a team just to win this year, I think I'm and I can be assured of health. That's the problem. So really,
health
we're talking
age.
About when they're on the court. I still think LeBron is the best in the world. But it could be Steph, it could be Giannis, it could be KD. I think LeBron, the eyeball test when they're playing tells me KD when he's on the court. But LeBron's understanding of what it takes to get a team there, to be the focal point of the team, to know when to get his teammates the ball, to know when he has to score, and the fact that he can do it in so many ways.
You see, one of the reasons why I like Giannis as the best player in the world is because there are, and I get when you have to account for so much of the offensive load, the way that KD or the way that LeBron has to account for it, like you end up taking possessions off defensively. Mm-hmm. But there's sometimes you watch a lot of tape, LeBron is really, really bad defensively.
Yeah, during the regular
like,
season.
Really bad. And KD was a really good defender, had an injury.
Not
still
same.
Good, but it's not
he's
the same.
Willing, but he's
willing,
not
the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Steph is it's willing, not the same.
No.
Whereas I think Giannis is a far better defender than all these players I just made mention. And even if the offensive game from a complete skill set perspective is not as refined as it is for a KD or a LeBron or Steph, the impact of the dominance of the game for him, like a skinny wing version of Shaquille O'Neal, and he's gotten better at shooting free throws, gotten better at shooting outside jump shot. That combined package leads me to believe he's the best player in the world.
But the one guy I've seen since MJ where I think if the following happened, he could be the best who ever lived. Like, I never thought since MJ I saw someone, oh, yeah, he's going to be better now. I haven't seen it yet. But if Giannis's handles were like one little standard deviation better than they are, and so was his shot, that would be the answer for me, because he can really, you have to think of him as a center who can handle. But he's dressed up as a wing player, as a wing, but he's really a big with crazy handles for a big, but not for a wing player.
Well, he's a
KD got official
know if his
handles.
Handles are crazy. Right, it's more
for a big, they're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. For a big, they are crazy. Yeah. But like, it's more how he operates in refined space because his arms are so long. If you watch a lot of his moves, man, it's like he'll turn through, rip through, but he throws the ball out to go get it. Mm-hmm. And since he has those go-go gadget inspector deck-like arms, right? Like, it's just he's allowed to extend in ways that defensively, if you don't have that wingspan, you can't reach to because he gathers space so quickly with his feet.
That's interesting. The distinction I'm making is between him and KD. They're the same height, but KD is a wing.
KD dances with the ball. Giannis throws the ball out and goes gets.
Yeah, right.
Gets
By
it.
The way, you know what I would say? It's not this extreme because Steph's handles are precise. But when I watch Kyrie, it's more on a string.
Yes.
Right? And Steph is a little bit guessing. Like, and Giannis is more of that version, but more extreme. Like, a little bit like, I'm going to try this. I think it's going to work.
Well, you know? There's nuances because Steph will shoot the ball from anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
So, where Kyrie, it feels a little bit different. Feels like he gets into his rhythm to get to that shot or to get that space. You don't know what space that is for Steph. So, it always has you on eggshells.
Giannis won. Steph 2, you put KD ahead of LeBron. This morning KD, you had LeBron ahead
KD,
of KD.
KD, LeBron, flip-flop, fine.
No, I really think, depending on when who I thought about last, I have them number one. Like, because I also think, like, I'll take LeBron.
Okay, all right.
The best argument could be made for Giannis.
Best player in the world. Best player in the world. You ready?
Yeah.
How do you lead your team? Has to factor in.
Sure.
You still have Kevin Durant in that conversation?
No.
Okay.
I don't think of him that way. I think of Steph that way. I think of LeBron more than anyone that way. I think of LeBron.
I think of Giannis that way, too.
I think of Giannis that way, too. I think the best argument can be made for Giannis. You have number one. I think if we're just talking about skills package, it's KD. If we're talking about what you just said about team culture and everything, it's Steph. But I would take LeBron because I think he's probably, when it comes down to it, the best when you need him the most.
Understood.
Yeah. These rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, JMI rankings. Call a Dell technology. JMAX's Rambo rankings. Max and Jay. Did I say JMAX? Max and Jay's Rambo rankings. Call a Dell technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Max's rankings with help from Jay.
Max's rankings. This guy.
Is LeBron James still, in fact, in the conversation for the best player in the league? 877-ESPN. Sorry, 877-ESPN. What did I say? 877?
Are you okay, Max?
Are you okay?
Do you know the phone number?
Ask Dell?
You know what I went to? I went to the old LA radio. 888, say ESPN. Don't listen to that idiot.
I'm looking
Jay,
at the board.
Jay, I don't know what you're talking about.
888-729-3776. 888.
Jay, it's 888, not 877. What's the matter with you?
I've never said anything. You've been the one
just
talking
said it was
the whole
877.
Time.
877.
Max.
Mel in New Jersey. What you got, Mel?
What you got, Mel?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So, I won't say he's one of my favorite players, but I think he's a very great player. And I don't think he's given enough credit. So, with that being said, I'm hoping you could do a top five for each conference, one for the East, one for the West, and I want to see if his name come up.
Top five
for each conference. So, take the guys you already have in the East.
So, are guys healthy? Guys,
you
not
have Giannis
healthy,
and Embiid. Do it like what you just did.
I'm asking
everybody healthy, you know?
So, everybody's healthy.
So you got Giannis and Embiid in the East. Who are the other three?
I mean, KD's in the East.
Oh, KD. Who are the other two?
Let me just go through. So, all right.
Tatum.
I mean, I got
Kyrie,
Joel, Giannis, KD.
And Embiid. We got those three already. So now there's two spots left. There's Tatum. There's Kyrie.
I'll put Jimmy Butler.
Mm. Yeah, I see that one.
And
he played in the playoffs.
I'll take Jason Tatum.
Butler and Tatum, and how about in the West?
Actually, no. This is tough.
Who are you thinking about?
Because I can't overlook DeMar DeRozan. MVP conversation.
Can. No, yeah, you can. I mean, he's real good. DeMar DeRozan's real good, but the guys you named are better than DeMar.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go Jimmy Butler.
You're taking DeMar over DeRozan? DeMar over
I'm thinking about it.
Tatum?
I was thinking about it.
Problem with Tatum is he didn't play great in the finals.
That's what I'm saying. But DeMar, down the stretch.
All right. So now give me the three that you don't have from the West, because you have LeBron and you have Steph. Who are the other three?
So
Jokic got to be one of them.
Jokic,
you barely left him off your other list.
Luka is another. And Dame.
And Dame. I think that's right. I think those are the three.
And Dame. That's what I'm asking. Like, Kawhi didn't play all last year. Like, am I incorporating Kawhi?
Yeah, that's a good question. At this point, maybe you...
If I'm allowed to incorporate Kawhi, if I know he's going to be healthy now, I'll take Kawhi. But
you know what
I'll probably take Dame off, but I don't know what I'm going to get with Kawhi.
By the way, there's Ja, too. He's coming. Yeah. You know what the problem with Luka is? The way he controlled the game in the playoffs was absurd.
Agreed.
Melvin,
did I put your guy in there? I'm curious if I got your guy.
Hey, man, you definitely got my guy, Jimmy Butler, bro.
Jimmy Butler.
Like people be sleeping on him, and they don't give him enough credit out here, but definitely, yeah.
What do you like about Butler? I agree, by the way.
Butler, man, he bring it every night, man. You know, he play both sides. You could count on him for the team. You know, like, I feel like he definitely one of those players that you could build a franchise around. I even would call him a superstar, but people don't like to call him a superstar, which is crazy.
Listen, Melvin,
he proved it this year, man, again.
The playoffs, we were arguing on the show. I was arguing. We're saying he's top five in the playoffs. And my point is, if you're going to say that and you're an all-star in the regular season, aren't we really saying he's top five? Like, Jimmy Butler has got an outside shot type argument as a top five. I'm not saying he wins the argument, but Jay, when you are in the top 10, but in the playoffs, at one point we thought he was the best player remaining in the playoffs. That tells you a lot.
I agree.
Jose in Newark has something to tell you, Jay.
Brick City.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing this morning?
What up, Jose?
Chilling. Joker definitely has to be top five. Back-to-back MVP with arcade numbers, and he can't even jump over a Coca-Cola can. I got to put him top five, man. He has to be there.
His numbers are
number
ridiculous.
One for me, also. Yeah, KD is my number one. He could score just about in any scenario, historically good on the offensive side. He's so good and uniquely good. A 7-footer, handle 6, can score from anywhere on anybody. He could shoot over almost anybody.
Doesn't need the ball. Doesn't even need the ball.
Doesn't even need the ball. And he's so good offensively. We don't even talk about him defensively, and he's pretty good as a defender. It's just overshadowed by the fact of how dominant historically.
Well, he was great as a defender. I think that's why he's not number one right now, is because since the accident, though he takes on tough defensive assignments, he's not as effective defensively. I think that's why. Otherwise, if he was the same guy before the Achilles, Jay, would you have him number one, KD, right now?
Probably.
I'd have him easy number one if he was that same dude.
Even off that injury in that game against Toronto, he was the best player on the floor before he got hurt. Coming off injury.
Oh, what you mean up to the point his Achilles just snapped?
Yeah, when it snapped, he was the best player on the floor.
That KD, if KD had continued to play like that and stayed healthy, now you're talking about, you know how I'm like, I've never seen anyone as good as Jordan. Like, that dude was operating on a whole other planet because of the passing and the defense, too. He was doing whatever he wanted. Agreed. Like, I was arguing KD is better than Kawhi is better than KD when it comes down to it. He was obliterating that argument. He was so much better than everybody else. KD.
There was a major difference between him and Kawhi.
And Kawhi!
Because Kawhi was on that team.
And Kawhi was coming off an end.
Kawhi was guarding him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He was impossible.
Jamie in West Palm Beach, what you got, man?
Hey, fellas. First of all, you're legends. I listen every day with my son, so we love what you guys do.
What's your son's name?
Max, man,
what's your son's name,
you
Jamie? Hold on. What's your son's name?
His name is Cy, and I'm on the way to high school orientation with him right now.
Hey, so Cy, man.
Cy?
What's good?
That's awesome. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Max, I got to call you out real quick, man. So you just picked LeBron as the best. Mm-hmm. You said this. Mm-hmm. He knows how to elevate his teammates when it needed the most. Mm-hmm. Last year, 10 teams make the play-in, and he didn't even get into the play-in game. How do we overlook that?
I will tell you what went on last year. He insisted, and this you're right. This, if I give him credit for being the GM, he gets blamed too. He insists on he wants Westbrook. Westbrook did not pan out. They had no shooting on the team, but more than any of that, he played 55 games. You know, if LeBron and AD had played 65 games each, of course they make the playoffs. Even without the shooting, he played 55 games. If you want to factor in health, recent health, I can't argue he's number one. Absolutely not. You're right about that. On a game-for-game basis, I would still take him before anyone else, since KD's defense maybe went down a little bit, because in high-leverage moments, LeBron can still play defense. But I can't argue that he's the most valuable when he misses almost half the season.
I get it, lack of shooting. I get it, Russell Westbrook having a historically bad – I mean, well, actually, it's not a historically bad year. What am I talking about? His numbers are very similar to the numbers that have been of his career. AD being healthy, I think, was a key missing component for this team. But that is one hell of a point by Jamie, because that does hurt it.
It does.
I mean, we have expanded the playoffs too, Max. We've expanded.
Well, look,
the
year before, Steph's team was no good.
They made it to the play-in. Max, the Lakers didn't make it to the play. Yes, really.
No, but I'm saying
the Lakers didn't make it to the play-in.
But it doesn't matter. They wouldn't have advanced.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it was important.
I don't think it was important to them at a certain point.
Well, I mean, because at a certain point, when LeBron got hurt, he couldn't come back.
Okay,
and play
I concede
injury.
The point. You're right. There is a difference between not making the. Let's put it this way. I have often said, in a league now where two-thirds exactly, 20 out of 30 teams, are still playing after the regular season. You can't be called the best player in the game if your team didn't even make that and you played, and he did get into 55 games. It's a good point. It's a fair point. Look at that, Jay.
Who else we got?
See how humble I am.
Yeah, Gregory in New Jersey. We got 2 minutes for Gregory in New Jersey.
Hey, yes. I want to talk about Lane Kiffin's comments. Instead of reaching into the students' pockets, how about there be a cap for coaches? It's not like every single school can afford these top-tier coaches, rather than worrying about what a student is making when he's actually doing his job on the actual field.
That would be a great – you should be a reporter at one of these press conferences and ask the coach that. But you can't just say, hey, cap the coaches. I like the way you – a lot of people said cap the coaches, but you made the point. It also affects what level of coach you have. And unless we're saying coaches aren't important, that affects competition too. Cap the coaches. As soon as you say that, those coaches will shut right up about the competitive disadvantages of some schools.
We got another minute left. Who else we got?
Hey, I'll tell you who. Albon in Brooklyn. Did I say your name right, Albon?
What's happening, guys? Yeah. That's good. I wanted to talk about the comment you made, Max, about KD being the best ever potentially if he kept playing at that level with Steph. There was never another player in NBA history that played with a player like Steph next to him. That's the reason he was as great.
That could be.
Kawhi playing with players. Say that again?
That could be. You might be right. I mean, that also is to Steph's credit. He create not only is that kind of player and unselfish and everything, but also creates the kind of environment and team that KD even wanted to be a part of. And that's to Steph's credit. You're right about that.
Yep. And for that reason, I got Braun as my number one right now going into the season. Giannis is great and all, but Braun doing what he did with the cast that he was playing out with, it's just different level, man.
He got Braun one still. Jeff in Los Angeles, what about that?
I really wouldn't say Braun that one. I would take the whole season of us not making the play-in last year. I would say that knocked him down a couple of pegs. I know Giannis didn't really do much in the playoffs this year, but as a leader for his entire team, what he does overall for that team, I would probably put Giannis at two, with Steph at one, Braun at three, Joker at five, and that slight four, I would have to slide the kid Luka in there too, because he's just showing so much dominance in Dallas, and that guy's got so much upside. It's just crazy. So I go Joker five, Luka 4, Bron 3, I had the guy in Milwaukee at 2, I got Steph at 1.
Okay, by the way, I think that's a pretty good list. All right. Jay, before we get out of here, Lakers fans, listen to me right now. I was out there for 6 years when the remains of Kobe were the remains of the talent that Kobe had after the Achilles was there. I mean, he was playing a ruptured Achilles, came back, the whole thing. And that city, L.A., Lakers fans would have done anything to get a superstar to come to L.A. Whatever is left of LeBron, he is playing for the Lakers. He chose the Lakers. And the fact that he's even still in this conversation is great news for Lakers fans. 888-SAY-ESPN. More of your calls on the top five in the NBA. Plus, a Hall of Fame quarterback joins us to discuss his battle to beat oral cancer.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the great Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame quarterback, is with us now. He's, of course, battled and beat oral cancer. Jim, how are you feeling as of today? Good morning, first of all.
Yeah, good morning to you, too. I'm feeling pretty good. Got the family home, my two daughters, my son-in-law. So right now, life is great. Thank God.
Jim, what was the hardest part of what you had to deal with? Can you take us through that?
Well, it is a long story, but I'll try to make it as quick as I can. I think the toughest part for me is when I was first diagnosed, because my wife and my two daughters already went through losing their brother, and my wife and our son, Hunter, to a very serious illness anyways. And that was very hard. And then when I was diagnosed, I was told by the doctor, and I had to drive home and tell my wife and my two kids that daddy had cancer. And that was probably the toughest part for me to begin with, because I've been through a lot in my life. You know, the Super Bowls and just so many things, you know, blow my shoulder out my senior year in college when the dream of playing, you know, in the NFL was there. And then all of a sudden, you know, my son born on my birthday, Valentine's Day, and everything I look forward to. And then, of course, having to turn around and find out that I was diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, it was tough. And especially telling my family that daddy, you know, had cancer. And I had to fight through it. But I'll tell you what, guys, the best part about the whole thing was my family, my wife, my two daughters, my five brothers. Not one time did they ever give up on my life. They kept battling with me, and that's why I'm still here today.
Wow. What message, talking to Jim Kelly here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, what message to others who are going through the same battles would you send?
Probably never, ever give up. I mean, my biggest thing was, it's not so much to the people battling it, it's the people that that are around them. To give them that positive attitude, give them the never say die attitude, like make sure that you make their day better by what you say and in the presence that you have around them. Because as I stated before, you know, there's tough times we all go through in our life, but it's who you surround yourself with. And as I stated before with my kids, I mean, I remember when they gave me less than 10% chance of living in, you know, stage four, and they told me pretty much everybody thought I was gone. And my daughters, I mean, my daughter Erin Cameron would walk into to my room and was like, "Daddy, how you doing? You look great." And my brothers would, and my wife would do the same thing. She called me daddy too. "Daddy, you look so good today. Come on, let's go, you know, chill for a little walk or that." But my brothers, their attitude was just a little bit different. They'd walk in and say, "Hey, Jim, how you doing today?" "I'm doing all right." He said, "Hey, let's go for a walk." I go, "No, I don't feel like going for a walk." They said, "Get your butt up. We're going for a walk." And they'd grab me and pick me up, and we'd go for a walk. But their attitude was to never, ever give up. And it was always, you know, the caregivers around me and the way that they handled it, the way they, you know, would walk into my hospital room, it made me want to continue to fight. It made me want to never give up. So I just urge everybody out there, if you have somebody that's battling, whether it's cancer, whether it's not having a good day, it's what you say to them. It's how you, you know, you take each and every day and just making sure that whoever that person is that's not having that the day that you might be having, make them feel better by your presence and what you say to them.
Jim, it's you do such an incredible job telling your story, and I can't imagine going through what you went through. And one of the things I was talking to Max about You know, me being lucky enough to go and play basketball at Duke University and for the Chicago Bulls for a short stint, the type of resources that I've been truly lucky enough to have for my family have been incredible, right? You had resources with playing in the NFL, with the Bills, with a lot of the connections that you had through playing in the league. But how important the Jimmy V Foundation is for those people who don't have the luxury of having those resources. Can you talk a little bit about that and why Jimmy V is so important, helping those in need?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's just like anything. When you know that there's people out there that can definitely help you. And as you said, Jay, I mean, we all don't have or blessed to have the resources, the people around us. It's being able to know who to talk to, because when a lot of people get diagnosed with certain illnesses, they don't know where to turn. They don't know who to talk to. I was one of them. My wife and I, when I was diagnosed, I never heard of squamous cell carcinoma, cancer of the upper jaw. I never heard of it, and I didn't know where to turn. And when you're able to go to a place or talk to people like from the Jimmy V Foundation, where they will put you in the right hands or the right people to talk to, the people that can communicate where you need to go, who you need to talk to, and that is huge. And as we know, as men, too many times men look at it and it's like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll check on it later on. We keep putting things off. And as I try to tell so many people, it's when you feel that you're not feeling good or something's wrong, go to your doctor, find out what the heck is going on. The Jimmy V Foundation is one of those places where if you need to know what's going on, if you need to know that, you know, my mouth is hurting, or, you know, things are not going the way it should be, things are not normal, you have to know where to go. Jimmy V has always been there for everybody. And thank God, even though through his life, he has been able to change people. And that's what I try to do each and every time I speak to. That's what I do now. I travel the country speaking. And my motto is, make a difference today for someone fighting for their tomorrow. And that's what the Jimmy V Foundation has done for so many people. And thank God for a foundation like them, that they continue to go. They continue to fight for our lives. And I just remember when I received the Jimmy V Foundation Award, and I know Dick Vitale is receiving it this year, and what a difference he has made in so many people's lives. But it takes us being able to get people to go and not wait till the last minute to get checked. And that's one of the things that I try to urge, you know, people to do. And Max and Jay, you guys know it, that if we can say something that will make a difference in people's lives, and I know the old cliche is if it makes one person's life, I'm not into that. I'm into a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We need to make a lot of people understand that they can beat cancer. They can beat it, but you have to attack it right away when you know their symptoms are out there. You got to be able to do that. And I've been blessed to have good people around me, and I might have waited a little bit too long at one time, but the thing is, you live and learn.
Yes, you do. That is the great Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame quarterback and cancer survivor. Jim, thanks so much for jumping on with us this morning.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one. God bless y'all.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So it's funny because we're going to talk comeback athlete of the year right now, everything. But then I heard Alan Yates and Pat Costello say something that I think this is what we have to talk about. Yates, what were you saying about people who fly and what? You, it drives you nuts?
It has to be some type of red flag, man. Like, if you're getting on a long flight and you got jeans on, I don't know if I can trust you as an individual.
What if they're comfortable jeans?
I don't think there's such a thing as a comfortable pair of jeans.
So where would you travel?
Normal people clothes, like sweats and shorts and stuff like
jeans
that.
Jeans aren't normal people clothes?
No, he's saying
not
comfortable.
Not to travel
clothes.
In, no way.
I know what you mean, but they're the way they're cut now, they're not as comfortable as – it's not the Jabot era, the Jabot era where everything was super baggy.
Yeah, I would understand that.
Yeah, this is like skin-tight paint them on nowadays.
Jay, you fly with jeans on, cuz?
I have flown with jeans on, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I can trust you.
You were about to fly with my ass out to California.
And if you would have had jeans on, I would have been like, Jay – change your clothes.
You would have said, Jay, I know this is a private plane. Jay, I know this is your private plane, but I'm not going to get on it with you if you're wearing jeans. Hey, Pat, but what did you say when Yates was getting all upset about flying with jeans?
Yeah, traveling with jeans is bad, but I hate the people in airports who have, like, boots up to their knees and you're behind them in security and they have to, like, unlace these boots up to, like, I'm like, what are you doing? Put on some slip-ons or something. Like, you know that this is coming.
I don't have a problem with that. Wear anything you want. Just know that when you get up to the security, just have your stuff ready. Like, don't have you get up there where the boxes then come in and then you're taking
off
all your stuff.
That's true, but sometimes I have told people as I'm quickly getting, because I never check bags, ever. So I have told people, like, look, or even when they're doing it to me, I'm like, I know there's no good way to do this, right? It's going to take a minute. You got to take your computer out. You got to do this. You got to do all these kind of things. Jay, what are you going to do?
Well, how about this? Here's the main question. I want a real answer from everybody in the studio. Mm-hmm. Do you wear socks or no when you go to the airport?
Yes.
Definitely yes, because your feet could get cold on the plane.
Even if I have pretty feet like I do, I'm going to put socks on.
Okay, I'm just putting socks on because when I take my shoes off to go to security, I'm not putting my feet on that ground.
No, hell no.
But I see people who don't wear socks going to security and they're walking on the ground.
I don't even like putting my socks on the ground.
I can't. Pat, Allen, I can't.
Jay usually has people he travels with who just lay down on the ground and he walks over them.
Why do you try to frame... like, I'm this uber rich. If I were rich, I wouldn't be working with your ass daily.
You know that, right? You're an investor in many companies. What is it? You're the CEO of what now?
Mind your own business.
No, it's not
mind
your own
company,
business.
NYOB.
No. Hey, Yates, he's the CEO of something
this
now.
This guy doesn't even
he
know.
He has business cards printed up.
He would pose something and then not know what the answer is. It's a very Max Kellerman thing
CEO
like to do.
For a lot of things, man. And if you're traveling with jeans on, cuz, we need to have an actual deep
guarantee you would have got on that plane. Guarantee
we'll be
you,
back in about 10 seconds.
You would have got on
Jay's
that plane.
PJ? You're going to say no to Jay's PJ? Jay, what are you going to invest in Jeremy Fowler? I know you're an investor. You're going to invest in Jeremy Fowler's rap career. What do you think?
I may have to pass on that one.
You're going
to
pass?
I have to pass.
Can we make an NFT of that moment is the question.
My risk threshold does not...
doesn't include that.
Does not include that. No. I mean, it was A for effort, and I like Jeremy, you know, being a fun sport about it, coming on the show and kicking it with us. The bars, I thought he was going to drop something a little bit more serious. But it was fine.
Well, that means a lot coming from an investor and businessman such as yourself, mogul such as yourself.
You're a funny dude.
But
man.
It's funny. Just even look at the way Jay is dressed right now. I got a tie on. No, I don't know. We're both sitting here, but you have a tie
Nobody
on.
Nobody can see the way I'm dressed.
Shirt
but you.
On. And
you know that, right?
You know what I'm saying? He shows up yes. to a radio show. Yes. He shows up to a radio show in a tie.
Yes, I have a shirt on, Max. You have a shirt on as well.
See, as soon as you have the other guy start explaining himself,
no,
you win.
No, I'm not explaining myself. You win. You have the checkered shirt. It's like the picnic table shirt. Very, yeah. very Hamptons-like. Right?
Yes, it is. It's very Hamptons. You should feel it, too. And buttery soft. Is yeah. it? Oh, nice light cotton gingham shirt.
You only wear one brand.
With the
Max.
High.
You only wear one brand.
No, I wear more than one brand. You, this is Tom
only
Ford.
One brand you always
this
see,
is not Tom.
You...
That's not Tom Ford.
What is that?
Loro Piana. And,
I don't even know what that is.
And this is not Tom Ford either.
What is that?
The purple label. But that's not.
I don't even have anything that's Tom Ford.
Don't worry. Listen. What my, you have shoes.
I have a pair of Jordans on.
You have Jordans stitched by Michael Jordan. No. They're like, these are handmade. Who made them? At, Michael Jordan made them.
You can get these
them.
At the Nike store.
You had those handmade by Michael Jordan.
I love you just trying to reclassify.
Who made those? My good friend M.
My good friend Great. M.
Yeah.
MJ.
Jordan got Pippen in them working on those shoes around the clock, and then he signs his name at the end.
Oh. Hey, how much you guys pay to hire the person that carries the red carpet around for you both everywhere?
See, why are you jumping into this, Pat?
It is weird working with two gentlemen as wealthy as Jay and Key.
Who was on First Take for so many years? It coming from that guy.
I don't know. I've never, heard, never heard of it.
What?
So, Steph's hosting the ESPYs tonight. Have you ever, would you ever, have you ever hosted an award show?
I would love, yes.
What'd you host? What'd you host?
Just like simple award shows around the way, like nothing really massive.
Right.
I would love to host ESPYs.
Really?
I would love to host ESPYs. I would make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Including myself.
Right.
Which would be great. I think Steph would do that tonight.
Yeah, but it's a little bit, sometimes a guy like Steph is going to be reading off the prompter and the insults will all be vetted and very safe and I want someone like Draymond or someone, you know what I mean, to host the ESPYs.
Drake was incredible. I thought Drake was incredible.
Drake, yeah.
As an ESPY host. Peyton Manning?
Peyton, yeah.
Are you trying to think of other ESPY hosts?
By the way, Keyshawn J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. I could see you hosting the ESPYs. Why not?
Yeah, I would love it. Yeah. I could see you hosting the ESPYs. Yeah, you wouldn't do it?
I'd do whatever, you know, whatever the company asks. What do you want from me?
No, they want you to want to do it, Max.
Sure, I'm dying to. If that's what they want.
It's in L.A. Go back to L.A.
It's a big honor. Of course it's an honor.
That's all you're talking about.
You know, it was interesting. It was a real ambitious thing that ESPN did. Like, we're going to have this, like, you know, this is all award shows, or these fake shows, right? And we're going to make it like the Academy Awards for sports. And it was like, yeah. They did it. The ESPYs are a big deal.
Yeah. And shout out to, I know she's no longer with us, and we're going through a lot of tough time. More man, though, putting this whole thing in. She was just incredible, what she was able to do with the award show and everything. So, just rest in peace.
Well, Jay, you've said that, and you left us now with 2 awkward minutes.
No.
That's the kind of thing you say. That's the kind of thing you say toward the very end.
You are the king of pivoting off awkward times.
You could just have ended after king. Now, I tease, so we have to talk about.
See, there goes another awkward pivot. I love it.
We have to talk about, because I teased it, Jay.
Did you forget that you teased it?
I may have mentioned it once or twice. Steph in the GOAT conversation. You made, and now others have made, the most compelling argument for Steph, which has me think he may be top 10 all time.
It makes you think?
Yeah, he may be top 10 all time. But not in the GOAT conversation, but, you know, he not only changed the game, but he created an environment where other players want to play with him. Molly Karam is getting ready to do First Take, and she's just blasting
every
like,
time,
like she's all
see,
alone.
But here's
in the
thing, though, Max. And Molly, nobody can hear you right now. Molly, nobody can hear you. Come over to the mic.
Yeah,
and
come
talk,
over to the
please.
Mic, Molly.
She's screaming from the First Take deck. This happens every single time. She comes
Molly,
in.
Why don't you come over to the mic?
She's talking. I'm
on,
like, we're trying
on.
To do a
come
show
over here, Molly.
Live.
You have Mitt. Come on, come over here.
Come over. Say hello, Molly. Say hello to our guests.
As soon as I stop doing First Take, Molly yes. forgot who I am. She
this
doesn't say hello
radio.
To me anymore. No, all right, here.
Can we ask why you yell every time you come into the studio?
So this is what happened. Full disclosure, I want to prepare and be a professional. And on First Take, we have Dabo Sweeney, and his quarterback has a difficult last name to pronounce, like my own.
DJ.
And I'm trying
Let's
to get... No, I'm
going to
pronounce his last name.
How do you say it?
I'm going to call him DJ. Ungulele?
Yeah.
Okay. Ask your viewers to help.
By the way, okay. Molly's last name is actually Charim. Did you know that?
Charim.
Charim. You know how I know that? I bothered to get to know the people I work with, Jay. You should try it.
What?
All right.
Cha-ding.
Greeny coming up in moments. We Cha-ding. Are back at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Cha-ding. Radio.
Just telling people that.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.